Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
When President Obama called on local lawmakers around the country to raise the minimum wage last month, the Massachusetts State Senate was already on the way. Senators passed a bill in November that would hike the state's minimum wage from $8 to $11 an hour by 2016. House lawmakers on Beacon Hill are now considering an increase, and there's a push to put a minimum wage question on this year's election ballot in November. But there's one group who, on paper at least, get far less than the current $8 an hour, people such as servers and bartenders who rely on tips. Henry Epp reports.
Elizabeth Adams has worked at the Route 9 Diner in Hadley for 4.5 years. She's also a recent UMass graduate. She makes $2.63 an hour.
My general check is around $20. It could be $30, depending on how many hours I work. I generally work about 30 to 40 hours a week.
But that's not including tips. Adams says even if there are slow days, over a week she's making about $500, with just that $20 or $30 coming in her paycheck. The rest is tips. The benefit of that?
It's instant cash, so if I have to pay for something quickly, I can get it if I know I'm working. I know I have that. On the other hand, there is that uncertainty if it's not busy, the luck of the draw with customers. Like, it is all based on the tradition of tipping.
For servers like Adams, the minimum wage has been $2.63 an hour since 1999. The bill passed by the Senate would almost double that to $5.50 an hour by 2016. By law, employers of tipped workers are supposed to make up the difference if an employee's total pay doesn't add up to the regular minimum wage. Adams says it's never come to that for her. She says she would welcome a boost to her paycheck, but both she and Brian DePippo, a bartender at the Moan and Dove in Amherst, have mixed feelings about the extra money.
You know, I would love to actually, you know, be able to make more money, but I am sympathetic towards, you know, some of the small businesses that, you know, would be greatly affected by having to pay double or more.
Those sympathies are probably heartening to the Massachusetts Restaurant Association, which has staked out a position in a predictable fight over the pending wage legislation.
I don't want to say fight, but we go in and try to educate.
Mansour Ghalibaf is board chair of the Restaurant Association and owner of the Hotel Northampton. Ghalibaf argues that if restaurant owners have to pay higher wages to their employees, they'll need to raise prices, which will drive down the number of customers.
If the customers is less, of course everybody is going to make less money. Their wage will go a little higher, but their tip, which is basically that's what they are there for, to make the tip, it is going to be less because of lack of customers. So it is that type of, you know, catch-22 in a way.
Customers will have, you know, extra money in their pocket to get the dessert that they're not ordering now. Or for some customers, they'll eat out an extra night when they would stay home.
That's Steve Crawford, spokesman for a group called Raise Up Massachusetts. The union-backed group gathered signatures to put a minimum wage increase, including for tipped workers, on this year's ballot. Raise Up Massachusetts wants to put the tipped wage slightly higher than the Senate's proposal. Crawford says the group even discussed eliminating the separate pay scale altogether, but chose to stick with tradition.
We thought this was the most viable proposal to get more money into the pockets of everybody.
Even the Restaurant Association is in favor of some sort of wage boost, but the group's Mansour Ghalibaf says it should be raised at a slower rate. He notes that waiters and waitresses already make more than minimum wage. And he's right. According to the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics, servers in Massachusetts make an average of $13.13 an hour, and bartenders make $12.74 an hour. Regardless of the outcome of this debate, a big portion of servers' and bartenders' pay will still be up to the judgment of customers. And Elizabeth Adams at the Route 9 Diner says working for a positive judgment can be physically and emotionally exhausting.
You have to put up a face of being always friendly, always obliging, always engaging with your customers. And you do run into people who are not so happy or not in a good mood and kind of take it out on you.
Over at the Moan and Dove Bar, Brian DePippo says even if he had the choice not to rely on tips, he's not sure he'd take it.
kind of keeps you honest. Just, you always got to remember, like, since it is so much of your income, you got to make sure you're doing a good job. But it would be a little, yeah, I'd be able to relax a little more.
Just how much DePippo will be able to relax is now up to lawmakers in the Massachusetts House. But regardless, servers and bartenders will still have to put on that smile, stay honest, and keep pushing for those tips. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Henry Epp.